Blog Talk Radio. Senators in U.S. Congress, Ted Stevens from Alaska, was born on this date. And then in 1928, Walt Disney created the Mickey Mouse cartoon strip, or he picked it up, made cartoons out of it. And then in 1941, David Hemmings, who was best known for Blow Up, Antonini's film, he was born on this date. Among the deaths today on this date, Chester Arthur. We got the term Arthurian. This was the meat chops beards on men at that time. Now, he was the guy who was supposed to have been born in Quebec, Canada, and there was a lot of controversy. He succeeded Garfield in the White House after Garfield was assassinated, and he was the port collector of the city of New York, and that was a major graft opportunity. And as the guy who ran Tammany Hall said, I saw my opportunities and I took them. And Chester Arthur reportedly saw his opportunities and he probably took them. One opportunity he got, he was vice president and succeeded Garfield, and he cleaned up his act. And he died, actually died very young. He died at the age of 56. Also, one of the great nuclear physicists, Niels Bohr Dane, he died on this day. And then the patriarch of the Kennedy family, Joe Kennedy Sr., 1969, he died. Of course, very controversial. One of the things he did, a lot of the stock market manipulation and financial manipulation he did. His father was a banker. A lot of people don't know that. He was an only son, went to Harvard, first Irish ethnic to go to Harvard from that crowd in Boston. And FDR appointed him, I think, head of the Securities and Exchange, and so he proceeded to establish rules that he had violated, or procedures that he had violated, and he made them rules that prevented the violations that he had gotten away with. Very controversial, and he lived to see a lot of tragedy in the Kennedy family. And he was supposedly fooling around with actresses, and there was, he got involved in the movie business. A lot of people don't know that. And he was supposedly involved, allegedly involved, in the railroading of a Greek, the Pantages. This guy was owned a bunch of theaters in the Southern California. And he was charged, I think, with pornography, and Joe Kennedy Sr. allegedly was behind it. A lot of tragedy with the Kennedy family. Then another tragedy, another Irish ethnic congressman from California, Leo Ryan, went to Guyana to check on the people who wanted to leave Jonestown, and he was assassinated on this day. A woman who went with him, an aide, Jackie Speer, who is now who succeeded him in Congress, she's now claiming, or not claiming, but she is now pushing, there was an editorial in the Chronicle today about her going to push legislation to stop rape in the military. The emphasis is on women, and you know, rape is rape. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or a male or a child. And the thing is one of the political fiction that only women who are in the military get raped, and it's not true. Men get raped too, and we're seeing that claims coming to the Veterans Administration that they, former veterans who were raped in the military by other military people, primarily their superiors, or were gang raped, they were not treated by the Veterans Administration. And this is one of the things. And also, women who have been raped have not been mutilated or murdered. Thank God for that. But they shouldn't have been raped in the first place. However, there have been many men there who, males, young males, especially Marines, who have been not only been raped but mutilated and murdered, especially here in California with the Randy Kraft case. And we'll get into that and how Steve Neri would have been murdered, the U.S. Navy sailor who spent 16 years illegally jailed in the California penal system, railroaded by a corrupt Canadian-born judge named Kevin Ryan and a corrupt prosecutor named Terrence Hallinan, whose office was involved in keeping on the payroll pedophiles, people who were involved in pedophilia, male prostitution, pornography, and we'll expose these people because we have their paper documentation. As a matter of fact, you can go forward to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site and see it, male prostitution in San Francisco, AMICUSVERITAS. Excuse me. So that's one of the things that have been ignored by the media. And also, the question is, those youth who have been who are coming forward and saying that they were molested by the Penn State scandal by this guy Sandusky, and also now there's a claim from Syracuse. Note, this is all in the eastern part of the United States, as if it's a problem that's festering out there. There have been problems in Massachusetts, Arkansas, Illinois, Minnesota, and California. California, they seem to cover up, not only covered up, but we've had one newspaper guy, a guy named Craig Marine, who was involved in heterosexual pedophilia with young girls. And, of course, I think he's still in jail. But we have the worst cases here in California, especially Northern California, where these bogus nonprofit so-called civil rights groups not only have been paid $1,000 a day, taxpayer funds, to go into the San Francisco public schools teaching children from kindergarten up through high school about gay, lesbian, transgendered sex. And, you know, they're not qualified, they haven't been checked out, and they should be. They haven't been fingerprinted or photographed or background criminal check on any of these people. And when people have complained, they have been harassed. There are also the allegations of lesbian gym teachers have raped girls, at least one girl in the showers on the school district property. Also, boys have been sodomized. This stuff has been covered up. We had a school board member who was supposed to be married, and he was taking care of his what was known as the Szechuan chicken, a young teacher who was his lover and who's now reportedly dying of AIDS. But this is what was going on in San Francisco. What happened to my computer here? Went down there for a second. So these are things we should be aware of. Now, next week we'll show you on our YouTube site what happened to the People's Church here in San Francisco. Now, among the other events today, excuse me, we had in 1304 the famous William Tell Overture was written to commemorate William Tell, who was a Swiss native, who was ordered to shoot the apple off his son's head. And of course, they were hoping they would kill his son. So that happened in 1307, and he was such an accurate shot, he did shoot the apple off his son's head, and Rossini wrote an opera. It's a long opera. And of course, one of the most famous overtures, what is called the 50 famous pieces, the William Tell Overture commemorated this. In 1755, believe it or not, there was an earthquake in Boston. Some people think they need another one. In 1820, a U.S. Navy captain named Park discovered Antarctica. This is not well publicized. In 1883, U.S. and Canadian railroads decided to agree on using a central time zone, or time zones that were mutual. Also, in 1903, we had the Hay-Bareilly Treaty, which gave the U.S. exclusive rights over the Panama Canal. Those rights were given up, I think, in the Carter and the Clinton administrations, if I'm not mistaken. The United States has always been, interceding, as somebody calls it, interceding in South American politics and countries. In 1909, the U.S. sent the Marines down to Nicaragua. In fact, my friend Drew Raines, his great uncle, General Smedley Butler, was involved in that one of those intercessions down there, in the military intercessions down there in South America, and he wrote about it that war. Is what the what would be called the 1% make and the 99% pay for it, if you get our drift. Also on this date, in 1936, we had the Spanish Civil War. The U.S., Germany and Italy, recognized Francisco Franco, who was one of the longest-lasting dictators in the world history. And, of course, he won against the Spanish Republic, which was leftist and communist. It was because Germany sent over the Condor Legion and the Italians were involved. And also the fact that Germany was testing methods, like they burned bombed Guernica, famous picture you can see of Picasso commemorated. And also, they in return, in World War II, Hitler wanted, payback. So Franco sent what was known as the Condor, or the Blue Legion, to fight in Russia. But then Hitler wanted more, and he met with Franco in Spain. And after the meeting, he said, "I'd rather have all my teeth pulled out," because he got nothing from Franco. Franco would not give him any more. He felt the Blue Legion was enough, and that was repayment for helping him win the Spanish Civil War. Also on this date, the main span of the Golden Gate Bridge was put in place, and of course the late program manager of KALW, Ted Samuel, was one of the first San Franciscans to walk across the completed Golden Gate Bridge. And we'll get into that when we get into the third part of the unpublicized history of KALW-FM, where I was a producer. Also on this day, in 1964, and there was this big fight between J. Edgar Hoover and Martin Luther King, and he called Martin Luther King a notorious liar. And, of course, J. Edgar did claim that Martin Luther King was fooling around with women that weren't, he was married, and these were women that he was cheating on his wife with, or getting back to morality, in 1966, the U.S. Catholic bishops removed the ban for Catholics who were banned from eating meat on Friday. So we used to get that horrible fish and macaroni at school. And of course, some people did eat meat on Friday. And then in 1976, getting back to Franco's Spain, after Franco died, the Spanish government and the Spanish people decided they wanted some form of democracy, and so they established a parliament. Now, one of the questions that have come up and people are concerned, number one, what is the ethnic background of the students who were allegedly sexually molested in the Penn State scandal and in the Syracuse University alleged scandal? Now, what we've experienced here and when I worked back east was that ethnic groups like blacks, Asians, and Latinos, there is an attitude by some of the media that, hey, this goes on, that's what those people do. That's what I was told. So I'm curious that are all these kids Caucasian background? Not that I'm approving of this, but the demographics need to be examined. This is the anniversary of Jonestown, and of course the Reverend Jim Jones, who was from Indiana, and my brother happened to briefly get involved with him, and then he saw he was a flake. My brother left the Catholic Church, my younger brother. I didn't know Jim Jones personally, but I was living here in San Francisco when all of this went down. And Jones, it was said that when he was appointed the head of the San Francisco Housing Authority, that you could get anything you want from boys, girls, fenced goods, drugs, whatever. And then when things got too hot and people began to realize what a monster this guy was, he fled to Jonestown and had these people, black women, turn over their checks, their property to him. And a lot of that property has never been recovered since the mass murder down there. I lost a girlfriend who tried to get me to go down there. Said, no way. Anyway, these people were finally given, there was a mass grave here in the Bay Area, and they finally got a stone to commemorate the horrible things that had happened to them. And on our Monday show and also on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, we will show you what was People's Church in San Francisco. It's surprising what has happened to that site. You'd be amazed. So now the other question is, will the Penn State alleged pedophile scandal, and maybe Syracuse, force open the pedophile scandals that are going on and have gone on in the schools around the United States and possibly into Canada? I think there were some things we heard when we were at the radio station. We had a feed from Canadian Broadcasting, and there were sexual molestations among students. in locker rooms in Canadian, a few Canadian high schools. The thing is that there has been video voyeurs who have videotaped students in their locker rooms. We've seen this in middle schools, and also it's on the web. It's disgusting stuff, and it's one of the things that will destroy the web unless something's done about it, because there's going to be, we predict, that people are going to become so outraged by all this garbage that's on there, a lot of sexual activity that doesn't belong on there. People are going to say this is, and those who want to shut down the web can use this as a pretext to censor what goes on the webs. And we don't need that, because we need that political and historical and other and consumer information that the major corporate press and the alternative press don't publish. And of course, that's, you know, with the videotaping now and the low cost of the equipment, you can get a video camera for $20. It's half decent. You know, the news, gathering the news, reporting the news, disseminating the news has become easier, and no longer can the press, the corporate, and even the alternative press, censor, suppress, and lie and get away with it. So that's all changed, and let's hope it keeps changing for the better. And with the Internet, people learn how to use it and use it properly to give out information and not to this homosexual, lesbian, NAMBLA titillation. Now, next week we'll get into among our upcoming shows will be, are we getting pumpkin pie from Red China? And, of course, there's the question about how they grow their stuff. How can we check the quality and the food safety of the product, food products coming from China? We've already had the problem with pet food. I think it was Pedigree that had a major problem. There was a recall posted at Costco. And also, who are the publicly funded pedophiles in our schools, and why the federal government, through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, were funding these pedophile groups. In San Francisco, they were paid $1,000 a day, as I earlier discussed, to go into the grammar school, the San Francisco public school system, from kindergarten up through high school, to teach kids about gay, lesbian, NAMBLA, transgenderism. And none of these people were qualified. In fact, some people think they're domestic terrorists, because people, concerned citizens who complained about what these people were doing, like CUAB, it's the acronym for Community United Against Violence. It's just a big flake. It's the kind of thing that we saw in Nazi Germany with the pedophiles who were running the Hitler Youth Movement, Balder von Schirach. We'll get into that Monday. So people need to realize that, hey, that government no longer has the money for all of these foo-foo perverted agendas, especially with the bankruptcy facing the United States, the credit rating that's gone down. And this is not only immoral, it's perverse, and it's destroying the moral fiber of the country. There also will be remembering Charles de Gaulle, France's latest and greatest statesman. And we'll have an update on the Hugues de la Plaza unsolved homicide here in San Francisco. De Gaulle's justice minister's grandson covered the case. I did talk to him, and we will. There's been some new developments on that this international homicide case. So we'll end with our usual thing. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. We got a change of weather here, and maybe some of these politicians and these people who are running for the presidency should sit down and play a game of poker.
You say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the
time? I'm in.
So am I.
likewise
impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and polka, politics and polka, shuffle up and toss and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fadyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS, and our website, AmicusVeritas.org, AMICUSVERITAS.org. And this will stay up in the archives, and good night.